You're listening to the audio production of 1 Peter 3 through 5 Audio Lectures by Dennis R. Edwards, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio lectures are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, 1 Peter 3 through 5 Audio Lectures includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
First Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. As we enter chapter 3, I'm keenly aware, after many years of pastoral ministry, how this section has been used in conjunction with other biblical passages to exploit and even abuse women. Right here at the outset, I want to make clear that the New Testament does not sanction abuse. There is no license here for husbands to exploit wives, much less for men in general to take advantage of any woman. The phrase, in the same way, connects the household codes. It appears in verse 1 and then again in verse 7. Peter focuses on married Christian women, some of whom might be married to unbelieving husbands. These women are to behave in the same way as the slaves discussed in the previous section, which is to say that their submissive attitude must follow the example of Jesus. In verse 7, Peter addresses the husbands in the church using the same expression, in the same way, which is to say that these husbands take their behavioral cues from the wives. Now that word submit is loaded in our time because we know that human beings have a tendency to exploit their power. Voluntarily submission could be dangerous for those in the more vulnerable position, such as slaves and women. Peter's instructions to slaves and women are indicative of the stratified Greco-Roman society in which these Christians had to survive and hopefully thrive. So we should understand the household codes to be serving an apologetic function. That is to say, that the codes are attempting, well, not to change the Roman Empire from the top down, but to help the Christians, this relatively small part of the population, from facing more danger from the empire. So people are being called upon to behave in ways that don't subvert the empire, but they do challenge the power dynamics that they were used to. Peter uses the word submit 6 times in this brief letter. Now, Peter does not tell the more dominant member of society to coercively force others into submission. Rather, he invites men and women to voluntarily submit, which is a form of humility. Humility is a virtue that Peter encourages in chapter 3 and will again in chapter 5. The submission of Christian wives is offered as a strategic form of witness. That's to say that unbelieving husbands might be, as Peter says, won over through the witness of their wives. That term, won over, it has to do with evangelism. It has to do with conversion. And it's used
Sample complete. Ready to continue?